Welcome back, everyone. And today we're talking about a weighty topic when we look at the everyday use word pound. What is up with pound, and why does the abbreviation LB not match up exactly with the word pound? A pound is a unit of weight measurement. A pound is 16 ounces, or for science nerds or those more familiar with the metric system, 0.453592 of a kilogram. It's also a verb, pound, as in smashing or hitting something, but we're talking about the unit of weight in this episode, and I'll also cover the British currency system. Pound has a very long and convoluted history going all the way back to the Bronze Age Indo-European root word pen, P-E-N, which roughly meant to draw, stretch, or pin. Pin, pen. Etymologists surmise that this is because in ancient times, the way that you measured a thing's weight was by how much it stretched a cord. Probably some catgut. By the time Latin came around, pen had mutated into the word pendere, meaning to hang or cause to hang, to weigh. You can still hear this root word in like pendulum, pendere, pendulum, pen. In Latin, pendere got slangified into pondus, meaning weight again, and then further into the phrase libra pondo, meaning a pound by weight. Pondo, pound, see, it's getting closer to our modern pound, and it basically meant a unit of weight, but not exactly maybe 1 pound. The Germans then borrowed this term from the Romans, and contrary to what you were taught in school, the Germans were not just a bunch of barbarians at the time. They had an extensive border merchant trade going on with the Romans for hundreds of years. In fact, it wasn't so much that the Romans got invaded by barbarians, it was really that the barbarians got Romanized, if you read your history. Since the Romans were very astute business people, it's no wonder the Germans adopted the language of their trade, and the word pund came into use in Germany, P-U-N-D. By the time it came over to England, it had changed into pound, as we call it today. So, pen, pendere, libra pondo, pund, and finally pound. That's Bronze Age to the Modern Age right there. And they always meant quite simply a weight. And for you real history nerds out there, pound was used in the Frankish Empire as a result of Charlemagne's currency reform and was subsequently taken to Great Britain as the value of a pound of silver. So pound of silver is what it originally referred to. So Charlemagne made it official back then when he was Holy Roman Emperor, like 800 AD or something. But what about the weird abbreviation? So it's shortened to LB, right? But remember, libra pondo. Libra starts with the L. Somehow when libra pondo got abbreviated, the second word, pondo, was left out, and they just abbreviated the libra down to LB. So you know what? I've been using LB my entire life, and I've never known what it meant, so now I do. And so while we're talking about the pound, let's talk about the British pound and that weird symbol for it. You know that L for the pound of like the mark through it, the dash? Yep, you guessed it. The British pound signed with the L also goes back to libra pondo. The pound was a unit of currency in England as early as 775 AD in Anglo-Saxon England. Like I said before, it meant 1 pound of silver. Back then, that was a vast fortune. You know, you could buy 15 cows with a pound of silver. Nowadays, it's a little less valuable. Well, I think I've pounded enough word history into your ears today. Come back tomorrow for more funny word history.